Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash, chilling down, Juju. My man, Father Time, Father Time. What's good, bro?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it, man. Networking and politicking. What's going on with you, brother?
Shit, chilling like a villain, man. Fucking with this long ass day I had. But other than that, man.
That's it.
I can't stand an ass-kissing motherfucker, man. And then that shit don't even get you nowhere, man. I hate that shit, man. Motherfuckers out here watching you and shit, man, telling everything you're doing. You know, so what? I made a wrong turn from the wrong lane. Big fucking deal. Happens all the time. I forget on the radio announcing that shit. Hey, you made a wrong turn. I know that. Now the boss know.
Okay, hey Janine.
Hello.
What's
up, Juicy?
Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm just as lost as you is on that last little tirade. But okay, Candy, what's happening, baby?
What's up? What's up?
What's happening?
How you doing? Not as good as you. Oh, cut it out. I feel lovely.
I'm sure.
Well, my man ain't got on the show yet, so while he ain't on here, come on, drop the details. What happened?
You probably got her in trouble yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
What I missed?
I didn't bring it up.
Nobody brought it up. All I was saying was, hey. And you were like, hey, I'm sensing something is going on.
You had a hookup? Who hooked up?
Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for real? What happened? Give us the details.
They won't tell nobody. They won't go into none. All we know is she really do taste like candy. That's all we know, bro.
Wow, okay.
Oh, wait.
I don't know if
that's
you ever knew that actually. I don't know if you ever knew that actually, but that's neither here nor there.
What?
Laughter.
Oh. Well, you know. It's all good.
All right, y'all, so what's going down today? Today is Wednesday, February 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
The day after what's my birthday.
Your birthday was yesterday?
You know.
Yes, it was. You weren't even on it.
Wish
me a happy birthday.
Birthday.
It was yesterday.
You share a birthday with one of the homies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about it every year.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Did you go out? What'd you do?
Mm-hmm. We went out to dinner.
Did you take the day off of work?
No, I worked.
Shit, I would have took that day off.
I'm going to take this weekend. I'm taking Friday off, so.
What you doing?
A long weekend. Oh no!
Don't tell her nothing. Don't tell her nothing. Don't tell us nothing. Don't tell her nothing.
Oh, that's about
time. Don't tell her things. She wouldn't tell us nothing.
That's not nice. You'll see pictures.
Candy.
Too.
And Candy ain't never been that tight lipped. Wait a minute, whoa, you said the picture's gonna be up soon.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, duh.
My nun picture's gonna be up soon, too.
Ah, Janine.
I'm gonna have on the headpiece and everything.
Oh, wow.
Tell me
all your scenes. Right? Told y'all I'm
competing with Janine. Boy, y'all, this crazy.
I needed somebody to take my pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so he done took the pictures, too?
I mean, you know, some of the pictures, I mean, most of the pictures I take, I got to take. You know, I ain't got nobody to take my pictures for me. You know, I mean, some of these pictures y'all want, I can't do because I ain't got nobody to take the pictures.
Okay. Well, I see you do now.
You said, you know, I got a daughter in Michigan City, but I ain't seen you here, so... I can't get you to take my pictures.
Oh, man. Look here. That Michigan City thing is. Whew. Let's just put it this way. She's back in Gary now. She's no longer in Michigan
City. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all
as so
scary as I am to.
All right, man. Let's jump into this topic, man. I got five questions for everybody. Tell me if you agree with them. I mean, tell me if you would talk to your partner about it, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever.
Mhm.
First one. Would you feel comfortable talking about your fantasies with whoever you fucking? Everybody would, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about, would you feel comfortable talking about your fetishes?
You just say yes.
Yeah, I don't have no problem.
Me neither.
Okay, and what about your desires? You discussed that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now everybody agree with those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to flip the script.
Uh-oh.
Would you feel comfortable talking to your mate? Let's not say mate. Let's just say somebody you're just fucking around with. It ain't nothing too serious or none of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody you fuck with every once in a while. Would you discuss your sexual history with that person?
Not,
no.
I don't think I would tell them everything. And then if I just met you, I'm not going to tell
you
all that.
Well, what if
you
ask, like, you know, hey, look, I'm just wondering, you know, before me, you know, how many motherfuckers was you with last year?
Oh, no, you don't ask that question.
Right.
Hold on, before anybody asks that, Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's up?
All right, we're going to bring you up to speed.
What's up?
After now, what was you finna say, man? You was about to say something about discussing your sexual history. You wouldn't discuss it?
I'm not asking. I mean, dog, I'm a firm believer. What you did before me, let's just keep that. You keep that to yourself. Unless it's something you need to tell me about that you, as Ray J say, you smashed the homie. Other than that, you keep that to yourself. I don't want to know.
All right. What about you, Janine? If I asked you how many people you was with last year, would you tell me?
If it was just one.
Okay. What about you, Candy? Would you tell me?
Oh, goodness. Not really. I mean, because I agree with Cash, you know, what is, you know, what I did before you, you know, there's a need to know basis, you know, because we ain't, you know, fucking
well,
like
I need
that,
to know.
So.
I need to know how many motherfuckers you was with last year.
Okay, can I ask? Let me ask.
Well, hold on before you ask. Let me get Big Mike. If a woman asked you how many people you was with last year before you met her, would you tell her?
On that question, no.
That motherfucker won't even tell you where he work is, so he ain't telling you.
Right. No. Some shit, on some real stuff, but if I feel like if it's serious, then I won't tell her, you know what I'm saying? I'll just keep it to myself because you never know what's going to come out of that situation. You never know.
In the words of Big Mike, that ain't your business.
What if you want to start fresh with this person?
You are starting fresh.
If I feel like it's not the time to tell her, then it's not. But I'll tell her, you know what I'm saying, down the line.
I'm not telling you shit. I mean, but now let me ask you, dog, why would you want to know that?
Hey, man, I'm just going off of what the article said, dog. I wouldn't want to know.
Right. I mean, I don't think most men would. I don't think most men would actually want. I mean, because even though that's just like if you have a kid. I mean, we know you didn't have sex, but we want to feel like the buck stopped there. We know the reality of it is, okay, you probably have fucked like 5, 6, 7 guys or whatever, but we really don't want to know that.
Okay, but at the same time, though, the article does make a good point because it say what you don't know might hurt you. Fuck around,
okay.
Walk around with a yeast infection.
Walk around with
what? She can get that without having sex.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, that's a good point though, dog, for real. If you don't ask, you fuck around, catch something, gee, that's your fault.
Well, I think it comes up more if you're talking about you get into this relationship and maybe you run into this person and now your significant other, like, who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? You never told them who this person was.
I mean, you ain't got to ask somebody how many partners they've been with.
Exactly.
All you have to do is ask them, you know, you got anything? You know what I'm saying? Or
exactly. You don't need to ask.
I mean, okay. Okay, now let me ask you, and I'm going to ask you and Mike. Okay, let's just say you asked the question, and she said, "I've been before you. I was with 11 people. I've been with 11 people. Mm-hmm. Is that number cool for you?
How old is she?"
If it's like maybe 1 to 2, then you know, yeah. But 11 is a problem.
Okay,
I mean,
hold
if
on.
If she's 22 and she's been with 11 motherfuckers,
let's be realistic. Hold
on,
let's be realistic. I don't know. Maybe me and y'all got different ideas of being realistic. But how many motherfuckers y'all? Okay, let's just say we talking the age we are now. How the motherfuckers y'all think y'all gonna meet with one of the, oh, I only been with 1 or 2 people? That ain't happening.
That's not even, you're right, zero. That's zero. I agree with you on that one. But if you 40 and you done been with 40 motherfuckers, first of all, I'm gonna ask you, how do you know that number is accurate? Are you counting? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, think about it. If you ask somebody, well, how many people you been with, and they say 40 and confident, The fuck are you keeping count? You know what I'm saying? How do you know you've been with exactly 40 motherfuckers? How would you even know that? Most motherfuckers can't remember the motherfuckers they was with last year.
So you ain't got a... So do you even have an estimate how many women you ever been, that you done been with, dog?
In my lifetime?
Yeah. Do you have an estimate?
Probably 25, maybe.
Wow.
I think that's pretty good.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. In my lifetime?
Yeah, in your lifetime. I mean, just seriously.
About 25. Maybe a little bit lower.
Okay. What about you, Mike? I mean, wait a minute before I get up. This is my boy Dragon.
Yeah, this one.
What's happening, partner?
What's going on? What's going on, everybody?
Well, you.
Hey.
You must have threw, boy.
Hey.
You must do at least 10 inches because she ain't saying. She tight lipped like a motherfucker. We tried to get in a crack while you wasn't on the phone. She ain't saying shit.
Really?
She like, fucking that up.
I ain't gonna fuck it up.
So let me guess, you're a gentleman because gentlemen don't tell, right?
Right, exactly.
So, you know, we can always hang her up.
Y'all trying to get me in trouble for real.
Hell, man, okay, well, 25, that's not bad. All right, okay, man, drag. In your lifespan, how many you think you done been with?
I can't even tell you. I don't keep count.
Oh, I mean, I don't think nobody ever actually knew, but I mean, if you just had to estimate.
Yeah, I'm swinging low ball on that one for real. Maybe 15.
Okay. Mike, what about you? I got to know this one.
One.
What?
One.
One. Yes.
Your whole
Mike,
entire life.
One woman. Your whole life.
One.
Wow.
Like, come on, man. You know this city, man.
More.
You know we try to keep
y'all
it real.
Had bottles,
come on,
y'all didn't choose to do them right, so they didn't get put back in the refrigerator. That's not my fault. I keep water bottles in the refrigerator for me, not for you, not for none of you kids. Y'all sneak and get
water.
What water
bottles got to do with the hell we talking about?
Hey, that's what. Hey.
Go ahead.
I remember your live radio. It's live radio. We can hear everything you're saying.
Okay, well, I apologize because it was a child that I had to discipline for at the moment.
Oh, man, you had lost me. I'm like, water bottles? What the hell?
One.
Okay, Mike, you say you only been with, you've been one woman your whole life?
One, yep.
And you in your 30s, right?
Yep.
How the hell you pull that off, man? When the last time you was with this woman?
Man, like 7 years ago.
Like you ain't had sex for 7 years?
Uh-huh.
You ain't had sex for 7 years?
Yep, I ain't had nothing in 7 years.
I mean, okay, now wait a minute, hold up, stop, everybody stop. Now, Mike, I mean, I know you, and I know that, you know, I know that you, like, you train in the martial arts and all that. Is that got something to do with this? I mean, is it just like,
I just choose to be with one, you know what I'm saying? That was like when I was in Gary, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you, like, waiting on her to come back or something?
No.
Right.
So why wouldn't you go out and try to meet another female? I'm not understanding.
I just chose not to.
7 years, man?
Y'all are shriveled up like the wicked witch of the East. Shriveled up.
Damn right. My feet would have been curled up. I'm like that motherfucker up under that thing. Oh. Man.
7 years, man. That's like you might as well go to jail.
Well, yeah, man. Wow, God. I mean, I'm speechless.
I mean, I don't know. You're not waiting on this other. You're not waiting on the woman.
It's like I don't think about sex. You know what I mean? I really don't.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
And you wasn't locked up or nothing? I mean,
do you jack off?
No.
So you don't do anything?
I mean, looks don't really though. I don't go by all looks, you know what I'm saying? If she about that action, then you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna cut her loose. Simple as that. But
why would you cut her loose?
I mean, if she ain't got a head on right, I'm gonna leave her alone. Simple as that. Just because if you got an ass and tits, that don't mean nothing to me.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I think he named Viagra.
Him a karate man. He bleeds from the inside. What is
nah.
he? Isn't it?
Nah.
Right. Still bleed. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. 7 years. I mean. I'm like my man Father Time. Is you waiting on old girl to come back?
Nope.
I'm just fucking. I don't even need no pussy.
He just said he ain't met the right person that he
want to
give it to.
Boy, I can imagine.
Are you trying to be somebody?
Boy, I swear I give him much props for that.
Ooh, boy, I mean, let me ask you, man, are you actually out there trying to meet somebody, or you just, like, go to the crib and just chill?
I mean, when I was young, you know what I'm saying, I done did the club thing, you know what I'm saying? That didn't work out, you know what I'm saying? But half of these women here, you know what I'm saying, and they ain't got their priorities in order. I just don't bring just any old body home. I don't do that.
I understand that, man, but what the hell does priority got to do with getting some ass?
I mean, my thing is, I just don't bring any old body home. You know what I'm saying?
So would you bring me home? This is Janine.
I mean, I got to get to know you first, you know what I'm saying? I'm not bringing you.
Down.
You do know she come like a package deal. She comes with threesomes. That motherfucker, he ain't budging. I don't give a damn.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Right, fuck that.
Well, he already said he don't do threesomes anyway.
7 years? Seven years? God damn.
Man, I don't see how you do it, man. 7 years, man.
I mean, it's easy for people who don't have sex. I mean, that's just like you asking somebody who a virgin, hey, what, you don't have sex? I can't believe it. Well, if they can't miss something they ain't never had.
Well, he said he has had it.
I don't tell no woman my secrets like that. I don't. I don't tell no woman my secret. She
okay.
Will have to find out.
Alright, I got a question. I mean, what do you do when them urges hit you? Because, I mean, we men. I mean, hell, we all wake up with them. I mean,
nothing.
What do you do when them urges hit you, dog?
Nothing.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
So you just let that milky cum just roll out your dick, and you don't do nothing. You don't touch it or nothing. Because I know the cum comes out your dick. It probably just leaks out.
I mean, just because you got ass, it don't mean nothing.
Okay, wait. Hold on, Janine. Now, I got to stop you there. It don't just come out. You got to bring it out. I mean, we were kids.
I mean,
that
he basically ain't touching it. It got to be.
What did you say?
I'm not desperate. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, do cum just leak out your dick?
If somebody walk around and just comment on themselves, that motherfucker need to go to the doctor.
Wait.
There's something wrong with him. You can't just walk around and make that shit just come out by itself. You gotta walk.
That's what I'm trying to tell her. It's not, you not just go wake up and the motherfucker just go. Wow, no, don't work that way. I mean,
you gotta work for it.
Right, yeah, you gotta work for that one.
I don't know, it might be bad. Traffic jam in there or some shit. I don't know.
No, you don't work like that. damn. That, whoa, right there. That one was funny right there.
Hey, you choose to do that, huh? You a bad motherfucker, man. You choose to not be with a woman.
Wait a minute, hold on, dog.
Come in with a tongue, how you hanging out like you do. First, when
it's out. Mute, man, mute.
You were. Yeah, ain't no mute. It's live action.
Is somebody fighting?
No, nah, I'm talking about George. Like, see, that should come from that martial arts, though. He's been fucking fighting.
No.
Shit.
No. No.
So, I mean, you had, seriously, now, all bullshit aside, man, because like I said, we all had them urges. I mean, you don't never feel the urge just to whack one off real quick. Like, well, fuck, let me just get this one off.
No. You
got
to have a very, very low sex drive. Very low. To go 7 years. That's a long fucking time, man.
Yeah.
Your drive got to be low as hell.
For real,
man. You know what? You know what that means? You know what? Y'all had no power over him.
Sure wouldn't. He kick a bitch out in a minute. Get the fuck out. Bro,
no problem. Still, y'all had no power over him. Now, motherfucker, be like, well. You know, motherfucker, let me just lay down next to him. He ain't worrying about it. What you think you doing?
Right, he ready to start arguing.
Somebody can help him. Let the power maker talk to him. Communicate. Somebody
you said what?
You have to understand what he's looking for.
Shit, it ain't that.
He said a woman that got her head on straight. She's smart.
Shit.
Got her shit together.
So,
as long as she get in the door and get with him.
He'll never find her if he ain't looking for her.
Mike ain't
even
letting
you know. He ain't really tripping on no woman. So he ain't looking. You can't find if you ain't looking.
She
ain't
gonna
just
magically
appear.
Mike, 7 years.
Yep.
You like a reborn virgin.
Mike, I'm gonna make a call for you tomorrow, man. Straight up, dog. I'm gonna make that call for you, man.
Oh,
hey, he is the perfect motherfucker to go on Jerry Springer show.
No, he ain't.
Gee, Jerry do those crazy ass shows like that all the time. I got a 35-year-old man on my show ain't had sex in 7 years. Motherfuckers eat that shit up. Imagine the women you're going to hook up with after the show, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like turning a dyke straight.
I don't sleep with any of the dangers, anybody. I got to get to know her first.
Exactly.
Okay, let me ask you this, dog. All seriousness, all bullshit aside, let me ask you this. Now, what you saying that, how long does it take for you to get to know her before you ready for that?
Hey, I got to get to know her, her mama, daddy, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, cousins.
You got to know her family, the fucker?
Exactly. Not just her. I need to know her whole family.
So
why
do you
need to know her family, man? I'm just curious.
You gonna penalize a woman if her family cries?
Hey, I'm not sleeping with no woman. No, I ain't taking no chances.
Wow.
All righty then.
I'm Candy. I'm like you. Wow.
I ain't taking no. I ain't trying to be funny, but it's just too much going on out here. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I don't just bring any old body home, and I don't sleep with just any old body. I need to get to know her thoroughly, completely.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
I'm about to be in my 40s.
Hey, hold on, dog. We got a new call. Carla, what's happening? Who this?
Drew, man.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I don't know if you caught the conversation, but you'll catch on real soon. Go ahead, Mike. Finish your thought, brother.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to be in my 40s. I ain't got time to be playing no childish games.
But I got to ask you, man, what does meeting her family got to do with anything? You just trying to hit it and go.
Nope. I don't get down like that. I don't do no one-time stand.
But what do you got to know her mother and her father for?
I don't do no one night stand. I don't do it.
But I'm saying though, hey. why do you have to meet her family before y'all sex?
I don't do no one night stand or none of that. I gotta get to know her first. Simple as that.
Well, you know what? As a man with a daughter, I can appreciate that. But that shit crazy than a motherfucker.
Hey, y'all getting punked? Is this a punk show tonight? I'm gonna be wondering. I mean, I got daughters too, and I mean, I hear what he's saying, but I'm gonna be wondering what the fuck is wrong with this dude.
I just feel like I need to meet you.
You need to meet me for what? I don't even like you. I mean, think about it. I mean, this is the realest shit I've ever been told. Someone told me, no, I don't like you. And I'm like, okay, you don't even know me. Why wouldn't you like me? And he looked me square in my face and said, would you like a motherfucker that was fucking your daughter?
Nah, it's not with me. With me, it's about respect. We all watch
the I mean, Mike, I don't like you. I'm just saying, if I'm the father, it don't matter how much respect. I mean, I don't like you. So with that being said, what you waiting on? Because if you waiting on my blessing, I'm not going to never bless it. I'm not going to never say, you know what, Mike, you're a good dude. Go on, tap that ass. I mean, those words would never the first would never roll off my tongue. You know?
Never. I can't put those words together and make a sentence.
Exactly. Wow. I mean, Tom, I mean, you're not the only two guys on here. Drew, Dragon, I mean, this man come to you. He said, well, hey, you know, I've been courting your daughter for a while now. You know, I'm a really nice
I'm
guy.
I'm ready to fuck.
I mean,
so I'm trying to meet you.
Right, I'm ready to fuck. So,
I ain't gonna know that's what his intent is. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm gonna take it as you know what I'm saying. It ain't too many dudes out here that really want to meet a female's family. First off,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? He want to meet the family. And even before he has to fuck her, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a stand-up dude, for real.
Yeah, they give you some brownie points right there, though.
Hey, Drew, Dragon.
Yeah.
Shut
the fuck up! No! Shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Hey, but to keep it real though, all the guys on here though, if you wasn't married, like now you were single and you met a woman, you know what I'm saying, you courting her and everything, would you wanna go meet her parents and shit? Would you wanna go do that?
So I've been done it.
If we was, I mean, I if man, we was courting and getting serious, then yeah, probably. But if I'm just trying to hit, no.
Okay, I'm putting it to you like this, and I mean, let's go, let's be real. If I'm just trying to hit, I don't even want to meet your kids.
No, I agree with you on that one. I agree with that one.
Well, I'm talking about the level of trying to settle down.
Right, I mean, shit. I mean, but, okay, all right, Dragon, I hear you, but how do you get to that level, though? I mean, come on, y'all not just jumping. I mean, you got to do something.
Okay, I mean, you got to, okay. Like,
hey,
you got to imagine.
So you saying you ain't had sex in how long? 7 years?
Yep, 7 years.
Okay, so what made you stop having sex?
Hey, man, I just chose to, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, majority of these women out here, man, ain't got their priorities in order, you know what I'm saying? And besides, I'm about to be in my 40s, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time to be playing games. I just don't.
You're on a mission from God.
So how old are you now? What, 38, 39, or what?
I'm 36, about to be 37.
Okay, so that means you stop at 29.
Right. Man. We're on a mission from God.
I got one more thing to say, man. I just got one more question. I don't know you a guest on the show or whatever. Is you a nerd or something, man? You know what I'm saying? Because that don't sound right, bro.
I keep to myself, dog. I don't keep many friends.
Oh, okay then. All right then.
I mean, you know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
Man, I ain't
like bisexual?
Man. Yeah, for real.
No.
Oh, hey, you're talking about being with a man. Are you gay?
No.
Gay.
Okay, now. Y'all, come on, now. You know, y'all.
It's a celebration, bitch.
All right, now. Y'all throwing daggers now, man. I mean, the man.
No, I'm just asking. That's all.
Asking,
like,
man. Yeah, that's it.
Because he had one partner. And maybe that one partner flipped him over to where he didn't want to be with women no more.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm still that too.
I mean, that's all. I was just asking. I didn't mean nothing by it.
Okay,
hey,
Kaz,
Mike,
at 29, Mike, at 29
I got you,
years
Mike.
Old, Kaz, what was you doing at 29?
For me?
I was having my fourth child.
I was doing at 29. I was doing working.
I was saying. At 29, I was on child number four.
Were you thinking about ever stop having sex at 29?
I was 42. I still ain't thought about that shit. this motherfucker works. I'm going.
Hey, that's an honorable thing, though, bro. I just can't do it.
I mean, and you know what? I commend you for it. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, me too, bro.
I'm just trying to figure out how do you channel all that energy? Because that's a motherfucker.
That's what I want to know.
You got some massive built-up energy inside you.
That's a good question, bro.
Well, don't he do martial arts? There you go.
Yeah, but this is my thing, though. When you look at a woman, though, and then look at her body, and you know what I'm saying? Like, a woman can just walk by, and you can just look at her and say, oh, damn. You know, so your hormones don't get to going. I mean, how do you channel that?
I mean, like I said, just because she has a nice ass and tits don't mean anything.
Okay, Mike, I got it. My next question is, how many bricks are you breaking when you go through your karate
session?
I know this motherfucker breaks. Feet going straight through wood. T-Y'all!
Hey, that was a good one. That's the best one.
Like, I bullshit you not. You the last motherfucker. I would not want to run into you in the dark alley. This motherfucker probably can catch a bullet in his teeth.
Put your head and put off your body.
Hell yeah.
Keep you out of the
smoking. Hey, Mike DeGrasse, did you talk about what are you, a Terminator? No, I haven't had sex in 7 years.
Terminator.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
oh boy, that was
good.
I ain't mad at
it.
I would love to see that brick.
Man, that motherfucker's mad. His feet going straight through them motherfuckers.
Come on! About 15 of them motherfuckers.
Hell yes. Fuck that, Mike. Your name is Best of the Best. Y'all ever seen that movie, that Breaking Bricks and all that shit? That motherfucker Mike is the best of the best.
Hey, where you from, bro? You from here? You from Indy?
I'm from the G. I'm in Park.
Nah, he's from Gary. He's from
Gary.
Yeah.
I can understand that 7 years, then. You from Gary.
See, you about to get hung up on, motherfucker, for real.
Right, well, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah. I know.
He always got a little joke about it. He don't know. Everybody got some Gary Roots on this motherfucker. He the only motherfucker. Yeah, hey, he's taking shots at our women.
But now,
talk about us women.
But now, on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women have a problem because of the simple fact a lot of women look at me like, did your family raise me right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know, my family put me on game, you know what I'm saying? Because they made bad choices, so they don't want me to make the same mistakes they did, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why.
You be cussing your family out for fucking with you like that.
Nah. I don't disrespect my mama, or my aunties or uncles. Nah.
Well, let me ask you a question. You walking down the street, you see a fine ass woman, nice ass, nice titties. What are you thinking?
I already said it.
You catch her checking you out.
Nothing.
What are you thinking?
Nothing.
He just said that. He said that three times. As a titty,
don't do nothing for him.
Nothing.
So every woman you see, you basically like,
use a hoe. Use a hoe.
I mean, do you view all women as hoes?
That's right,
no.
I'm trying to figure out how do you view women? Because you can't just look at a woman and say, oh, she hood or she ghetto. You can't just look at a woman. Some of them you can, but most of them you can't.
Hey, I just keep it moving, man. Looks don't mean anything to me.
Okay, so how do you determine if you know what I'm saying, somebody that interests you then? If looks don't bother you and ass and titties enough, so how do you go about meeting a woman that, you know, so that you satisfied with if you ain't looking for none of that?
Hey, it's like this, man. I mean, if she ain't got a head on right, I'm not wasting my time. Simple as that.
Okay, but how would you know if her head on right, if you know, how do you approach somebody to know if they head on right if you ain't looking at them? So how would you know that?
Hey, bro, I mean, like I said, it got a head all right, and now he ain't. If I can't leave her family,
you ain't no player.
Okay,
wait a minute. Hold on. Now, Mike, let me ask you, dog. Man, you work together. We work together. We worked together for what, about 2 years?
3 years.
I worked with you? Well, Yeah, no, not now. Me and him used to work together. Now, we seen a lot of women come and go up out of there, man, a lot.
All
nationalities. I mean, we seen a lot of women. I mean, we've seen everything from models to you know, just, I mean, everyday people, to actresses, and I mean, nobody ever piqued your interest in that?
Nope.
And we work with a lot of women. I mean, we work with a lot of women.
Yep.
And not one ever. I mean, it was days. I mean, I remember during the Super Bowl. Shit. I mean, you name her. She was there. I mean, we met everybody from shit. From Meg Ryan to motherfucking, what's old girl name? Jocelyn Hernandez. We've seen a lot of women come and go through there. And nobody never piques your interest. That's what's up. Okay, Mike, one more question out of me. What did old girl do to you to just turn you off, man?
That's a good question, bro. That's a good
question.
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
But
that's
the key right
there. Can I help you, sir?
So that's what it pretty much boiled down to. The old girl scoring.
Yeah. He's scoring like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I would be
scoring like a motherfucker.
I mean, I think we all been scoring, but shit, I'm gonna cry some more pussy.
that's what's gonna get my mind right. Shit.
Oh, she did me wrong. Bend over, please.
That's what gets your mind right. Yeah.
Oh Lord, she's just, yeah, baby, just put your feet right down my shoulders. Yeah, she just don't know what she did to me. Yes, Lord.
She's from Gary, Mike.
Yep.
She's still in Gary.
Yep.
We gonna go find this motherfucker, Mike. We gonna find her.
Y'all going on the hunt, man.
It ain't gonna be hard to find her in Gary.
Hey, you got one more, man.
Damn.
One more, bro. One more.
Damn.
One more.
Y'all letting him go down like that?
He got one more, man.
Honest.
He got one more.
I'm gonna be honest. That's what he fucked up.
Hey, what Eddie Murphy say? You got one more, man. One more, we take it out your front. Okay, you ain't gonna even be able to whistle no more. You got one more, man. One more Gary Joe.
Hell
no.
Oh, man. Woo.
That's like a
for that one.
That's like a born again virgin, ain't like on the show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I said that about an hour ago. He's a born again virgin. Well, I feel for the motherfucker that
is running, not want to fuck, man. That's crazy.
Whoever he hit, boy, it's gonna be hell.
Man, he gonna blow that shit up, man. She ain't gonna be able to walk forward. She gotta go to the hospital when he get done.
Mm-hmm.
He on the bed holding her stomach, talking about my insides hurts. You know what I mean? Y'all remember Scary Movie?
Mm-hmm.
When that motherfucker busted, blew old girl all the way.
Nothing else I'm gonna tell him. Yeah.
That's how it's gonna be.
I got a question for the female. If he came and hollered at y'all and y'all was courting or whatever, and he told you you ain't had sex in 7 years, would you do it to him? And you know he ain't had sex in 7 years?
Kenzie, Janine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they like, see,
they gonna get on it.
There you go, Mike.
See, Janine ain't saying nothing, so she probably ain't gonna do it.
Well, Mike, you got one that's willing right now. Willing, ready, and able.
He got nothing to do with it.
I already know.
Damn.
I'm not Mike's type.
He ain't got nothing to do with it.
Damn.
I ain't a type either, but I mean.
What is your type, man? That's a good question. What is your type? What type of
woman? She got a good mind. She got a hood head on her shoulder. She just said
no,
it.
It's got to be something that's going to attract you to her, because you ain't even said a word to her, but you attracted to her. How are you attracted to her?
It's got
to be something that's
going
to draw you to her.
I can't tell
he
you.
Said he, don't, he said he don't.
That ain't none of your business.
Because I got a
you work thing. For the mob, oh, man. You a mafia motherfucker. You can't say shit.
I got a good head on my shoulder.
You got to be on parole. I can't say shit. I might incriminate myself.
Janine said she got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
You gonna plead the fifth on that one?
I mean, I got a good head on my shoulders, but I always got good head on my shoulder everywhere. Hell yeah.
Well, see, that's why he don't fuck with y'all. Just shit like that.
Yeah, that's it. That's the shit why he ain't 7 years. That's it right there.
That was dope.
Y'all is not helping the next woman that he meet, I'm telling you.
I mean, you
but
gotta have good head, right?
Exactly. But what I'm saying,
that shit don't mean shit to Mike. He don't give a fuck about that.
But
he wanna know
saying,
how your inner brain works.
Okay, well, I'm smart too. So what now what? I'm very educated.
Well, this nigga is killing these motherfuckers.
Say an educated sentence. I got you, Mike. Say an educated sentence then.
You know what?
Mike, she's trying to fool you, Mike. She's trying to fool you, dog.
Still don't mean nothing.
See, it still don't mean nothing. So whether she educated, got a good head on her shoulder, he just ain't found what he's looking for.
Now, they ain't going to call that.
Yeah. That's because the one before, the one he looking for, fucked his ass up.
Okay, well, all right, hold on, Mike. So what if the one that beforehand, the one that you know, you the one that you did, what if she come back?
I would still say no.
You
not fucking with her no more neither.
No, I ain't gonna get no second chances.
Did she
no
cut you a
second chance?
She stabbed
you. I don't get a second chance.
Did she stab you or something, bro?
No.
Oh, okay.
Stab? She must have shoot this dog or some shit, man.
Hold on. Did she burn you?
No. Oh, no. Oh,
well,
no.
Yeah, that's a good reason to stop right there.
Yeah, nope. That is a good reason.
Nope.
Well, I ain't talking about burning like STD. I'm talking about gasoline and a match.
No.
Oh, that was a good one now.
Hey, man, how you supposed to meet somebody, man, if you don't talk to them?
Online?
I keep to myself.
Online?
Yeah, isn't
nope.
It? Look here, man. Now, you shoot down everything we say. So I'm trying to figure out risk.
Right.
I guess the bottom line is, Mike, you just don't really want no pussy right now, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he just don't want
line.
None at all. He don't want
nope.
No woman, period.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want no woman, period, do you?
Hey, I've been a log all my life. Shit, that hey, I'm cool with it.
Hey, but you know what? You are consistent with your answers, though. You know what I'm saying? You need to come back with, I'm alone, or she got to have a good mind on her show.
Hey, I'm gonna put it to you like this here. My answer is I don't tell my secret.
Oh, okay. You got it's a secret to it. But don't never let that secret get out because nobody even know that secret.
All right, so,
hey, Mike,
okay,
I got you, Mike.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, let's play this game, Mike. Somehow,
what?
Some way, let's just
fuck
just,
all y'all.
Just work with me, Mike. Just work with me, Mike. Somehow, some way, this mystery woman finds
fuck all y'all
while you sleep.
My bad.
While you sleep, dog. And now you sleep, and you just feel a motherfucker sucking your dick. You open your eyes, and she just tell you, just don't move. What you gonna do?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna wake the fuck up. I don't know her.
Janine, would you stop it?
Hey, but she tell the truth,
she got
though.
A point, man. She got a truth.
She
open her mouth.
Look,
hey,
man, we hyper. Look, y'all, come on. Work with me, y'all. Work with me. We hypothetically talking.
Put lips on that motherfucker.
He said, oh. Hold on. Give me a minute. Hold on. Let me catch my breath.
All right. Wait a minute, y'all. Come on. Mike, let's just say it's your neighbor. It's been a neighbor. You've been your neighbor for about.
He ain't got no
hold
neighbor.
Hold on, Mike. You ain't got to stop getting hostile, man. It's your neighbor. Now she didn't. Somehow she got in your house. You didn't woke up. She's sucking your dick. I mean, Mike, please don't tell me you'll give a karate blow to the forehead.
No. I'm gonna ask her how the hell, how she get in my house.
She got your dick
yep.
in her mouth, and that's your first question.
Yep.
Is you gonna
make
you
gonna
a
let
stop?
Her finish first?
You crazy in the fish with titties?
You gonna let her finish first, or you gonna stop her?
Hell yeah, stop her.
I mean, but you already came. What? So, I mean, what you gonna talk about?
Hey, I don't care. She better ask me how she get in my house without my approval.
All right, Mike, man. Now, you ain't been calling the show that much, man. You just bullshitting, right?
I asked y'all, was y'all getting punked tonight? So this sound like a punk show.
Hey.
I just bullshitting, y'all.
I ain't no bullshit, man.
Honestly, I don't think he is.
I would
call a motherfucker out if I thought he was bullshitting. Honestly, y'all, I don't think he's bullshitting.
I'm not laughing.
Okay, so are you a church going guy or something?
That motherfucker said he ain't laughing.
No,
I'm not laughing. Fuck y'all motherfuckers if y'all think I'm bullshitting.
Is you a church going dude, bro?
He gonna go cut out the neighbor.
I said, are you a church going guy?
I've been in church all my life.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense though. If you in church deep, that makes a lot of sense.
Drew, that shit don't make no damn sense.
If a motherfucker is really following the path of God, that do make sense. I mean, real talk.
He gonna go cut out the neighbors.
hey, bitch, I wish you would come through my motherfucking door and suck my dick without my permission.
What? That motherfucker going to Home Depot after the show, buy some more locks.
Wow. This is a very interesting show.
It really is.
I got to circle this on the calendar. I ain't gonna never forget this shit. I always want to make sure I remember the date.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the fellas on here. How long? What's the longest you done went without some pussy?
I went a week.
Yeah, that's something about right.
What about you, Mike?
Repeat that question.
I'm with you, Drew, man. This has got to be a punk show, man. Ask a Keisha on this motherfucker, man.
Hey, did you
she's crazy
than
a motherfucker, man.
She said, be Keisha
Blackman.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The longest I never went was 6 months. That's the longest I ever went.
Yeah, was you locked up?
No, I was in Korea. And when they showed me that movie, the shit you can catch over there, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So I just waited till I got a leave to come back home. And boy, that's how my son got here, because I had a build up.
And this is how fucked up I am. I'll be like, man, that ain't nothing but a skin tactic. What Kim Sue at? Where is Kim Sue at?
Hey, that scare tactic. All right,
that's how fucked up I am in the head. I'm not going to lie. Man, balls
work, boy.
I'm just saying balls are swollen up the size of two goddamn soccer balls. Goddamn you, Kim Sue. Goddamn you, Kim Sue.
7 years. Man, that's a good thing, bro. Shit.
That's a lot of discipline, man.
Man, that's past discipline. Shit.
Yeah, that's a lot of discipline.
7 years. Oof.
I can't name one motherfucker that can do that.
I get headaches and get frustrated. If I don't get no sex every week, I'll be like, man, shit, it's something wrong.
Yeah, you a bad motherfucker, man. Do your thing, dog. Wait on the right one.
Yeah, wait on
the
guy,
you talking, bro. She ain't going to never show up.
Y'all shit.
You're going to be the fuck around and miss her.
But, Kaz.
Huh?
Kaz, you had me cracking up today when I saw that picture.
Oh, yeah.
The white chicken, a fucking hot dog.
No,
I'm like,
hey.
What the fuck? He got jokes. I mean, I cracked up on that. I thought that was some funny shit.
Man, that's when you know your white friend like black guys.
And my favorite portrait you put on there, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Your favorite portrait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this hot dog was long as shit, too. I'm like, what the fuck? I almost fucking... Oh, Lord, that was some funny shit.
See,
I'm like,
that's
he got jokes.
Y'all.
He got jokes.
And that's what we tell y'all. See, SinCityRadioShow.com, we can do that. We can have fun like that. I mean, you know, everybody, don't nobody choose to comment or say nothing. Pictures be funny. You know, we do the same thing that everybody do on Facebook.
True that. I commented on that stuff, though.
I mean, I was like, we can do the same thing we always that everybody do on Facebook. Just have some fun with it.
I concur.
Yeah. Where's the are we gonna do the camera like in the old one still or what? How's that going?
We're
you know what? That's
going,
man.
Is it?
That can be hooked up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we got a new caller, man. I think it's Marley. Is this Marley?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
Marley.
Hi.
Marley.
Hi.
All right.
Man, I'm glad you called, man. Where the hell you be getting all these goddamn videos from, man?
It gets sent to me all the time. I send it to y'all.
Yeah, Marty said, hey, y'all, for y'all that don't know, Marty sent me a video every day. Marty sent me a video of some of the craziest shit. I'd be like, only Marty can send this shit.
I watched one. He sent me one. The chick knocked the fuck out of her daughter for fucking in the house or whatever it was.
Sure enough,
she popped the shit out of her ass, man, right smack in the mouth. A fist shot.
Hey, but you know what? I ain't mad at her. Now, ladies, let me ask y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Find out that, I mean, she's a what? She had to be about what? 13, 14?
Yeah, young.
And y'all found out, or y'all caught her fucking in the house. What y'all gonna do?
Yeah, we beat the shit out of her.
No, I mean, she's straight. She hooked her, all right? Hey, wasn't no belt. That motherfucker went straight motherfucking Roy Jones Jr. jab. Bitch, you fucking in my house? You fucking in my house? Bitch, you fucking in my house? Man. Well, yeah,
I mean,
I wasn't mad at
her. You talking about a teenager. So, I mean, what are you pulling out a belt for? They not going to... You know, the belt ain't
going to
do nothing.
Yeah, but you know, you got the motherfuckers on there talking about child abuse and all that kind of shit.
Huh?
Well, you know what, man?
You got the motherfuckers on there talking about, that shit was child abuse. I don't give a fuck. That was child abuse.
What was child abuse?
Fuck that. That wasn't no child abuse. Man, you done got hit. You done got hit way harder than that. I don't see you get hit harder than that.
That shit was child abuse, too.
Okay, but
I'm
look how you turned out.
Pressing charges on her ass.
But hey, dog, I'm gonna tell you, man. I've gotten a phone call where I mean, motherfucker huffing and puffing on the other end. I'm like, hello, motherfucker told me I just fucked your daughter up. Well, hello, hey, I just fucked your daughter up. I said, what you mean you just fucked my daughter up? Now, this is her mother calling me. I kicked her motherfucking ass. I fucked her up. What are you talking about? This motherfucker gonna tell me what she ain't gonna do. I hit her. She jumped up like she's gonna hit me back. Then I got another phone call that said she did hit me back. Hey, dog, I mean, I asked her. I said, well, shit, my response was, just don't kill her. Nah, I told you, just don't kill her.
Don't hit the face.
Right, yeah. Don't bruise her to the point where she can't go to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna hit you in the face. Give you some good shots or something.
Damn, y'all warm them. Wait a minute, hold up. Y'all warm them rims up too? I didn't think women went for the gut shot.
I tried not to hit them in the face. A couple of times I came close because it was just a reaction, but I tried not to hit them in the face.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish my mama would have went to your school. She ain't straight for the face.
Right, our first blow was that. Hey, I was kind of quick though. I already knew that lick was coming. I knew that lick was coming, but boy, I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck how tough you claim you are. Ain't no motherfucker can take that broomstick. That broomstick hurts.
Hell
that
yeah,
motherfucker
and that
hurts.
Racetrack.
Yeah,
that
racetrack, a motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers had racetracks?
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't have no race. We didn't get whooped with them because we didn't have them.
Hell no. What's a racetrack? Your mom actually hit you with a racetrack? That's a big one.
Hell yeah. Take that motherfucker right and break it.
Plastic as hell, man. That rough, rough plastic shit.
Mm.
Well, you know what, man? All that shit is abuse, man. They just didn't call it that shit back then. They just called that getting your ass whooped. Today,
yeah. Okay, now, you know what? I had this conversation with somebody earlier. And, dog, yeah, it was. Our generation, we got it. We got it rough. And I think our generation and generations beforehand, we all got it rough. But think about it, man. Shit. I think we need to bring that type of abuse back because,
man,
these little motherfuckers is fucked up. Just last week, a little 14-year-old shot a motherfucker last week. And, you know what I'm saying? These little motherfuckers is rough, man. I mean, but there's no, you know, you can't, that's the motherfucker that my baby ain't did shit. Yes, he did. You know he did it. Don't put your hands on my baby. You know, shit. It wasn't shit for your mama to pop me across my motherfucking head and tell me kept my ass in the house. And vice versa.
Shit, I got hit with the broomstick so much, that's why my side fucked up now.
Boy, I got a whip on my leg from a stitching cord. That motherfucker's still there.
But it made you a better person.
My wife, she got to put all them black skillets up, because them motherfuckers give me the heebie-jeebies. I jump when I see a black skillet. Them black cast iron skillets.
Yes, yeah,
I jump when I see that.
Get
that. Whoa, what you doing with that? Put that back.
Get a headache. Just. Yes, yeah,
shit. I bought a whole bunch of silver skillets. You can use the silver ones, not the black ones. I don't fuck around the black ones.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Did somebody on here just say they didn't get whooped?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get whipped like that. You know, I mean, I probably got whipped maybe 5 times with
white.
A belt.
Of
white
course, Andy.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is the same chick that went to that did some time for serving. All right, see, you got your ass whooped. You the new. I better not do that.
No, because. I was grown when I did that. I mean, but I did think my daddy was going to kick my ass when I got out of jail. But I was kind of worried. My dad had, like, fear. We had fear for, you know, my dad. We didn't do too much. But, like, you know, like my sisters, they got more lenient, you know, where they weren't scared. And, you know, my sisters.
Let me ask you this. What's the worst thing you ever got hit with?
The only thing I ever got hit with was a belt.
Ever?
Yeah, my dad had a leather belt, and that's really all I got hit with. I was a good girl.
Did you ever get put in timeout?
No, we didn't do timeout.
We just never crossed that line like that. Like, you know, like one of my baby sisters. She jumped at my mom one time. My mom hemmed her ass up in the corner. You know what I'm saying? But we were too scared to do that because, I mean, just my dad's presence scared us.
And that's exactly why your cousin is shooting up the damn school.
I got a whooping in the sixth grade.
You what?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. It was a joke. Don't worry about it.
I was a good girl.
Yeah, I got a whooping in the fifth grade, right in front of the class, in front of everybody.
You know, my mama slapped me at Horace Mann High School. I was in the ninth grade, in front of the teacher.
Embarrassing.
She didn't know I smoked, right? Listen, she didn't know I smoked, so I had on this coat, and it had, you know them coats that had the zippers in the front, like you know, on your chest, them zippers and shit.
Yeah.
And I had a pack of Winston's. That's what she smoked. I had a pack of Winston's, and she was like, "You smoke?" And I was like, "Huh?" And she slapped the shit out of me right in front of the teacher. I'm looking at the teacher like, "Ain't you supposed to report this shit? Did you see what you just did?" The teacher turned her back and walked back in the classroom. And my father was standing right there. He ain't said shit.
That sound like teachers.
She snapped because you stole her cigarettes.
Yeah, right. You snapped the shit out of me in front of the class, the teacher, my father. Ain't nobody said a word. I'm like, all you motherfuckers scared of her? Come on. Teacher didn't even. She said, I don't know that shit.
I don't know that shit.
That she's supposed to give. She's supposed to be in jail.
Oh,
I'm gonna say shit. I knew my father was gonna say she shot his ass, so I know he ain't gonna say shit. He never say shit. That motherfucker don't say shit.
No, man.
He
talking
all kind
real.
Of motherfuckers. He don't say shit because she shot him. So he
shot him. That had to be the coolest motherfucker y'all ever wanted to be. His dad was like, this is like one of the laid back chilling. I mean, they could come in, dad, such and such happened. And he'd just be like, hey, well, you know, things happen. I mean, I've never seen him lose his cool. I like, damn, this is a cool ass dude. He never lost his cool no matter what.
Yeah.
I think the only time I ever seen him sweat is when I seen him that one day. Yeah, boy, get your little ass off.
You saw him more than we did, so.
You
saw
that
motherfucker on birthday? No, I said, you saw him more than we did.
I mean, he was so laid back and cool.
Yeah,
he got shot.
But...
I ain't coming over there neither.
Shit.
My mama shot him. We got shit to do with that. That's between
man,
him and
you
us.
Shit, I'm
do with
sorry.
Us?
Man, and I'm going to push your ass out rolling. All right, you, as soon as we got right there by the Tasty Freeze, all right, you know this your cue right here, bro. Hold on, right across the street. Shit, I'm far right over here, Dave. So I will park right over here in this man in case she gets to shoot the gear.
My mother should be locked up. She should be. You remember that shit she did at Reds in front of everybody?
Oh.
She thought he was fucking Bebe?
Oh,
was that
I
her
don't
name,
forget
Bebe?
That one.
What was her name?
Bebe. Yeah, I
yeah,
never
okay.
forget
that
I one. That
was her name.
Was that now, Reds had it coming. You gonna talk slick and turn your back?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. See,
that's
you
best
talk
right there.
Slick. And you had to know what she was going to do because they mama ain't never been that calm. But I mean, Reds was kind of feeling himself. Reds was like, what, 17, 18?
Yeah, he doing that gang shit back then. That's when he running with the gang real hard. He thought he was tough.
Right, he running with a gang. He, you know, he's feeling himself. Then it was this lady named Bebe. And I honestly and truly, I do think Reds is fucking her. I mean, hey, that's just my personal opinion, but.
He was.
You know. And, you know, so now his mama come down talking shit. So, you know, Reds don't want, you know, this a hit his grown woman. She's not quite as old as his mother, but she's grown, and he's fucking her. So now you know he want to try to show his little dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he talked slick for a hot second, but then he fucked up. I'm gonna tell you the two ways he fucked up. One, he didn't run. Two, he turned his back. Boy, if that shit didn't sound like goddamn TV when that motherfucker hit his head, ping!
I'm off the frame.
You still talk about that shit to this day, too. Man, you remember mom popped your head with that skillet?
At that point, I've never seen nobody. Other than TV, I never see nobody ever actually get, you know, and that's the Three Stooges and shit. We get hit with a skillet and, you know, they usually jump right back up.
Yeah.
Nah, he was a little dazed. It took him a minute to get his screws together. Like, yeah, he
that
was
wasn't
fucked
no
days. Up.
That motherfucker was fucked up. That shit
was
funny.
He was like, he was 2 seconds away from unconsciousness. He was doing in and out. I mean, no, literally. He was going in and out of consciousness. He wasn't totally unconscious, but he couldn't walk and he couldn't talk. It was more like, Reg, if you understand what we're saying, blink twice. That's all he could do. And she left his ass there. Left his ass there. Yeah, yeah. I laughed my ass off. I didn't laugh.
Hey, man,
I didn't laugh in front of him.
That shit was funny as hell. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, good. That was.
Oh, man,
humorous.
I talked to Donnie, man. And he still bring up that bullshit, too, man.
What bullshit?
When I don't know, it was either you or Renell snatched him over the cold pen.
Oh, that was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, man. Bring in Marley, man. I ain't up. I guess he must have hung up. He called back. Can you bring him in?
You say he brings up what now?
I don't worry about it, man.
I mean, no, you say he bring up. Why does he bring that up, Marley? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
He's still pissed off about it.
So he's still mad at me about that?
That motherfucker is hot about that shit, dog. He still bring that shit up to this day.
I was like 12.
Well, he still bring it up, so.
Okay, y'all. For y'all that don't understand what's going on, we was wrestling fanatics. And when I say we were wrestling fanatics, we really thought that this shit was, like, real. I mean, you couldn't tell us that. So we used to try to do the shit. I mean, we thought this shit was real. I mean, we would watch wrestling, go outside, and mimic this shit. You know, I mean, you know what? We didn't think that it hurt it as bad as it actually did, like if you actually did it to somebody. You know, because
they get right back up.
Yeah, they got right back up, so why the fuck we couldn't? We didn't realize that, you know, they actually practice on how to do this, and if you did land wrong, you would be fucked up. And Tama had a cousin Tama got a cousin. And his cousin, I don't think he was really into wrestling like we were.
No, he wasn't. Not like we were.
Tama would provoke him. Tama would provoke them, be like, man, look how little they are. Look how little they are. You could beat their ass. You could beat their ass. Well, I mean, yeah, you probably could if you really like wrestling like that. But considering you didn't know how to wrestle, you know, we know these moves like the back of our hand. Oh, boy, he was like a crash test dummy. Boy, any move we want to practice, fuck it. We're going to get Donnie.
Or Poon.
Damn, my little brother caught it harder than anybody.
He took some critical beat downs.
Yeah. We made a so-called turnbuckle. I didn't think when I ran his head to it, in my wildest dream, I didn't think his head was going to just bust open. He still got that stitch mark to this day. We don't know better.
Hey, you know what, man? For everybody, I mean, everybody know we grew up in the projects and all that bullshit. We didn't have a lot, but we had some motherfucking fun, though. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did. We did.
I enjoyed those days, man. I miss those days, too.
Okay.
Oh, man, what about Leo, man?
Exactly.
Oh,
when you
grow
up, you know the show is over.
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, I'm still gonna play it.
Uh-huh. I'm saying they might cut us off.
Oh well.
All right, y'all, we gonna end the show right now. Well, you can go ahead and set it up.
Well, check this out, y'all. I mean, y'all know how we do it. CityRadioShow.com. Yeah, y'all know what we do. But tonight. Today has been like a really, I mean, probably for both of us because, you know, today is a friend of ours whose birthday is today that we lost. And when I say this was like a brother to us, this was a brother to us. You know what I'm saying? And today is birthday. I'm sitting here drinking Tanqueray and motherfucking Rosie's Lime. I don't even drink gin anymore, but this was our drink. So every February 3rd, I go get me a bottle of Tanqueray and some Rosie Lime, and me and my man drink together. So, I mean, you know, I understand if y'all want to hang up, you know, y'all, hey, y'all do so. We talk to y'all next week, but I just got to play this song for my dude, Leo. I love you to death. I wish you was here. I don't know, man. Words can't describe how I'm feeling right now. I love you. I mean, just even talking about it right now, bringing tears to my eyes. But I love you to death, bro. I know one day, man, you're going to see each other again. And until then, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to mourn you till I join you. So I'm going to play this song. This is dedicated to you, my guy Leo Lefford. Love you to death, brother.
Slap boxing in the middle of the streets, something we used to do all the time. It's not like that anymore, you know what I'm saying? Things have changed. But this remix, man, it explains the whole story. And it's dedicated. To the homies we lost.
Yo, what up, man? You know, I was in the hood. I just thought I'd stop by and holler at you for a minute. Pour out a little liquor or something.
Girl, we done been through a whole lot of shit together. From running these streets to being down for whatever. And now that you're gone, I got a whole lot of shit to tell you. Things I should have said way back when we was younger. Remember when we used to roll hand in hand? Now I'm tripping on how I really miss you, man. And remember when you and me would say we get up out this hood and everything would be okay. It's all good now, my sister, we out the hood now. We have the same ideas, but not the same career. We share the same old life, but not the same tears. You were my homie, my phony, my roadie, my and never placed no before me. Man, I swear to God, I love you for that. Why'd you have to get hit? Where was I? What time was it? You were supposed to get older with me. On stage, hands on shoulders with me. Copping them Range Rovers with me. Sitting on things and smoking your weed. And if it wasn't for the will that God had made, I'd turn back the hands of time and take your place. Sitting here sipping on the Tennessee. Thinking about what you meant to me. My window is gone. You will always be my son. Home. I'm still missing you, my I'm feeling like the timing was wrong, my son. You're smiling down, saying, carry on, my sometimes my nights can get long, my sometimes I feel God did me wrong, my so I had to write a song, my just to let you know that you feel my stuff. Oh, little son is looking at me like, where's my daddy? And your 13-year-old daughter is mad because she understands. Promised your mama I'd take care of the family. But she's so hurt, she turns away my helping hand. Damn, I wish your ass was here, my to grow that gray beard and smoke that cigar, my and we would talk about you getting up out this game. And you would tell me how it keeps calling your name. Bye, bye, bye. Never afraid to die, die, die. But sometimes we bye, bye. In the Lord, they hand down these projects. We were homies for like 20 thug years. They were sat in church and cried the same thug tears. You remember when that world for me? Now we used to share the same old gear. And remember when you and me would say we get up out this hood and everything would be okay. It's all good now, my people, we out the hood now. It's so easy for folks to say, Rob, just live on. When I'm dying every second that you're gone. Nevertheless, I try my best to be strong. Hoping you said your prayers before you went on home. We done stood on these blocks and just shot the breeze. We slapped dead in the middle of the street. And if a fight broke out, you would take up for me. Now all I have left is these good old memories. Oh, I
Yo, dog, I can't explain how I miss you. We
stay together, copping, popping. I miss you most, putting the durag over your bean head. Even out the hood on the scene, you brag. Coming up off the fiends with running up out the cleanest jack. You was the closest I had. Look how we stayed aces. Hustle made big faces. I wish we could trade places. Giving you ice, I'd rather give you life. And the things that I had, I give you twice. What the deal, my? I know you holding it down. If you could see me, you would say I'm talking soft right now. But it's hard for me to say when I'ma see you again. And I know it's up, I gotta talk through this pen. But you died for the love of the dough, the love of the block. 16, you was running the spot. Boy, your mama used to hate how we stood on the curb, hanging with wild thugs, smoking the. I'ma keep pouring the slicker, and that's my word. This here's for my chickens that be flipping them birds. Word up.
I'm feeling like the time. Ready, please don't take the out of my song. Let it play on.